May the Lord help us to commence this service by singing hymn number 757, 757. Great God, how deep thy counsels lie, supreme in power art thou. All things to thy omniscient eye are one eternal now. Hymn 757.
Let us read together from the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, from chapter 1 onwards. First epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1, and we commence our reading at verse 24 24. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that, according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. Had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, that neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, but in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, that he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? While one saith, I am of Paul, another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers, by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labour, for we are labourers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. Thereupon, we nearly finished. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. We leave the reading of God's own word there. Amen. O Lord, we seek that mercy. We pray that thou wilt not leave us to thy just judgments, but that we would plead for that mercy of God for sinners. We've been singing about it and it suits us well. Still this God does hear prayer. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt hear us for this evening hour. Do be in the midst. Help us in that right early. Come, Lord Jesus, send the blessed Spirit so sweetly into our midst, Lord, and how we need thee to grant us help at this time. And pray that thou remember our gathering, may it be one of those gatherings unto him. To him shall the gathering of the people be. Lord, do bless the Sabbath school and the young ones. We tenderly pray that thou bless them, take them under thy care, thy wing, and do bless them. And those that are away, watch over them, and bring them back in peace and safety. And Lord, remember those we pray for that need that healing touch. We thank thee, Lord, for some tokens that thou art pleased to help those in deep affliction, but we pray, Lord, that thou wilt grant that gracious help from above. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember this house of prayer, and the desire of our heart is, Lord, that thou wilt prosper thy word, that it may not return to thee void. Our desire is that thou wilt build up the church and the congregation. Lord, together may there be a sweet increase. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember those unable to be with us as in the former part. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt hear us for Zion at large. Oh, that thou wilt come. Lord, remember us in these dark and solemn days. Hasten to come, Lord Jesus. How unworthy we are. Our sins, Lord, are many. Though we soon come to a full stop, it's our unbelief. Lord, do grant thy mercy. Remember our brother and do be with him. We thank thee for thy goodness, and we pray for him and his great loss. And Lord, remember each one, the brethren, and hear us, Lord, for thy blessing upon our poor land, that God may arise. Thou wilt return, thou wilt subdue the dreadful power and dominion of Satan and Antichrist. Lord, do arise. Hear us for a better day, a day of knowledge of the Lord, even as the waters cover the sea according to thy good pleasure. We pray, Lord, that thou hear us for any especially that are laid low, any, Lord, that may wonder if it is right for them to be here, or may they be able to sweetly lean upon thee and know that thou art with those that cannot help themselves. We pray that thou remember our deacons here and grant thy blessing and the two causes. We pray that thou hear us in that worthy prevailing name. Oh, may we not just say words, Lord, but we want thee to come and make the place of thy feet glorious, and maybe those that shall say we have found him. We want to hear of those, Lord, that have something to say of him as of old. Lord, some sweet tokens that thy spirit remaineth among us. Some return, blessed spirit, Lord, as in days gone by. Thou hear us in our burdens and concerns, and indeed every burden and concern. We pray, Lord, that thou hear us now for those that are growing up, and pray that thou be with them. And we thank thee for them. We pray that thou hear us now, Lord. May our prayers not be tedious. We would plead that worthy name. Seek much unto thee, Lord Jesus. To whom else can we go? Grant a blessing on thy word. And Lord, do grant liberty. We feel so poor. Hasten to come. Remember each one. Lord, do hear us in that place where thou dost look down and sweetly remember those that call upon thee, and pray that thou be with each one. Thou knowest all things. Hear us now, Lord, pleading that worthy name, asking that thou forgive our every sin. Oh, we need them blotted out. Lord, it's a dreadful plague of sin that drives us so much. Oh, do hear us, and when thou hearest, forgive. We ask all in that worthy name, Jesus Christ, the sinner's friend. Amen.
Let us now sing hymn number 119. 119. Great God, from thee there's naught concealed. Thou seest my inward frame. To thee I always stand revealed, exactly as I am. Hymn 119.
Thank you.
By the Lord's gracious help, I will direct you to the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 3. Read again from verses 11, 12, just into verse 13. That's the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 3, from verse 11. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. The words that seem to attend my thoughts, and I do feel to need the Lord to help me contain in these words, for other foundation no man lay. And what does it say about it, friends? Which we read then, that is laid. And that's where we want to come, friends. Those things that God has laid for the blessing of his church, for the souls of those that cry unto God. We tried to speak this morning, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. That's really the foundation that's right in our text. For other foundation can no man lay. And it is our mercy to live in a time when this foundation has most sweetly been laid in Zion. And Jesus Christ is the sum of it. And friends, that foundation stands. It is the foundation upon which God builds his church, and the hopes and desires of those that seek him, if so be they might find him. And those that are minded to seek him, but that they've got trouble of soul sometimes, they can't seem to pray aright, they can't seem to know which way to look sometimes. Well, friends, it's what God has laid. That's where we want to come in our poor attempts to preach. Not what is yet to be laid, but there is a sense of that foundation being laid very sweetly in the hearts of sinners. But I want to look at it doctrinally. For other foundation, another? No. For other foundation, no man attempt to lay, begin to lay, or think to lay. And that's where we are today, friends. What a solemn day it is, isn't it? And they don't want to even call the Church of England by name. And these things are revealing to us the nearness of God's judgment. Yet the foundation standeth sure. Be sure of that. It says, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And in every generation, the Lord has a people. They are such friends as God will call, as we have been reminded. You see your calling, brethren. What a high calling. How that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. They don't call themselves. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. This is the remnant, isn't it? That God has in the earth as they gather their thought very meanly of those that gather. But friends, God's eye is upon them for good. We have it clearly. God hath chosen the foolish things of the world in man's esteem to confound the wise. Oh, that we might be able to rest upon it, friends. That these things that God speaks are a good, vital, real doctrines for seekers, for those that would see Jesus. But they're buffeted and they are in trouble sometimes, one way or another. I'm speaking carefully, spiritually especially. But they're called by high calling, but Satan knows all about it. He goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now, what's to be done, friends? Look to the foundation. And that's the sweet doctrine, isn't it, that the apostle preached? The effectual calling of God out of this poor, dying world to a humble seeking unto the Lord that lives on high. And how they need their unbelief to be subdued. How they need the Lord to come and help them, perhaps for an evening service of hearing. I wouldn't be surprised if there aren't a few, "Lord, help me," cries unto the Most High. Well, friends, you see, you're calling, brethren. That's the way God works, by calling. Election is known by calling, and calling by election. For ye see, you're calling, brethren, now that not many wise men are to the flesh, not many mighty, no, not many noble are called. It has been known in years gone by that there have been those in high places that have been sweetly called. Would to God we might have them in our poor land more. Those that stand for the truths of God as in years gone by. Oh, what a low place we're in. And we need the Lord to answer those cries that do go up for a better day. A day, friends, of reviving. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? What will rejoice their heart? Friends, a little sweet knowledge of Jesus Christ. That will lift them up and put them most sweetly upon this foundation. Sinners, only hope. God hath chosen these foolish things. Well, may the Lord strengthen the things which remain. They're spoken of as base things of the world and things which are despised, but I must try to get on here. That no flesh should glory in his presence. Oh, what a discriminating line of truth. I tried to notice this morning the Hebrews were under the preaching of the apostle that they had to seek to hold fast in a very sad day when the Romans especially chose to favour the Hebrews of those times, and they were persecuted. The truth say, I want to hasten. It says here of his ministry, and ye are God's building. Well, friends, is there a respect for God's building? I mean, the building in our heart. Do we look to see what the Lord has done and count it a mercy that ever he has granted a token here and a token there, almost through the second part of the year? What tokens have there been? You that Wait upon the Lord. Now, what do you want? You want tokens from this foundation, don't you? The Lord to hasten to come with a true token. Or else we're dead. Or else we're just nominal worshippers. God forbid. Now, I want to hasten. He speaks of his own ministry so far. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, he says, as a wise master builder. Oh, how far short we come. He says, I have laid the foundation. That was his work. That was his witness. That was what God was still performing. Those that should stand and having done all to stand. Oh, friends, what a sad and solemn day it is when there's an indifference to the very truths of God, and I must pass on quickly. Friends, it's time to seek the Lord. Now, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon, he says. He's looking very much to the end of his journey, isn't he? But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Oh, how discriminating it is that each man, each one that should preach in his name should look well to doctrine and truth, experimental knowledge, but especially the foundations. We read that God maketh sure. Still do those foundations stand. And friends, we do well to take it to heart. Are we upon them? Upon the foundation? I must hasten to my own poor application. Oh, that God may appear, for other foundation can no man lay, no, I like this, than that is laid. I think that was the first sermon I preached many years ago. And the dear man, he's gone to be with Jesus. He said, well, that's strange. He said, the minister preached on that text last week. Well, the foundation stood fast for him. Still does. Oh, for grace to seek the same precious truths with that vital power and application in sinners' hearts. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid. Now, friends, it's whether it's laid in our heart. That not having a knowledge only of the letter, but whether what's written on the fleshy tables of our heart. Perhaps a time you can look back and say, well, I feared the worst, but the Lord drew near. I like that part in Luke. And Jesus himself drew near and went with them. That's what we need. For other foundation, no man lay than that is laid. So, there's a part of our text that speaks of holding fast, standing firm. Friends, it's not in a carnal way, not in a way that a man will use to his own end, God forbid. But it is to be in the hand of God, in the purpose of God, in his divine will and purpose. Now, there's a few things here I need the Lord's help to notice. For other foundation, I've just mentioned it. Can no man lay? Why, friends? It's foolishness. It'll come to nothing. But this foundation is laid by God's grace. in sinners' hearts. We try to speak about it. Such a foundation upon which God will build his church by his sweet grace. For other foundation can no man lay. It's as if it ought to be preeminent in our approaches. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid. It reminds us of the epistle to the Hebrews, doesn't it? Chapter 11, and that great concourse, a great number of dear saints that have gone to glory. So we have it still, friends, the Lord takes his dear people to himself. Will we stand among them? Still he gathers in. Still he perfects his sweet grace. There it is again. You know the thoughts I have towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, give you an expected end for other foundation. Friends, it's a vital matter to have a foundation, literally so. There's no building worth much at all, is it, without a foundation? How much more our souls standing when the Lord shall come as he justly may come and claim a song from, oh, to be found amongst those that sweetly have been gathered in. Now they want real things. Now they want to be found right before the Lord, and they keep asking to be corrected if it's necessary. Need the Lord to put them right if they're wrong. Need the Lord to bring them through. And then there are things too hard for them. Well, they need the Lord to manage these burdens and cares. For other foundation about it all. And no man lay. Oh, friends, it's in the divine word. That's where this foundation is revealed. And what is it? It's the cross of Christ. Very sweetly have we thought about it in our text, or the previous words in our text. For the preaching of the cross. I think we've sung about it, haven't we? Preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Well, some may say, I can't get so high. Don't be so high in your doctrine. Friends, I might take issue about that. True doctrine hasn't kept you or me out of heaven. It's sin. It's guilt and unbelief. And yet, there is room for other foundation. No man lay. And these things remind us of that one foundation, Jesus Christ the Lord. And so sweetly set up, friends, for those that seek unto him, their faces to the Lord, with their hearts to the highway. They're not always like that, are they? But they have to return to it. Lord, put me right. For other foundation can no man lay. How true. We want to emphasise it, friends, in a sad and solemn day. Oh, this foundation stand is sure, having this seal. Or it's that cross of Christ that is spoken of as the way to God, the way of forgiveness, the way of sanctification. Oh, but it's the way to heaven. For other foundation no man lay than that is laid. So there's something here that stands out to me in my poor way. Friends, it's what God has laid. You can't reach to it. Well, God has laid it, friends. Seek the Lord to put you on that foundation. And don't say, well, I can't do anything and that's it. We need the Lord, friends, to lay us well upon this foundation until Jesus Christ is all in all. Sweet foundation for the church of the living God. The foundation that standeth sure. Oh, it's even as it is revealed to us in the gospel. That's what the gospel speaks of, the foundation that standeth sure. We have it here. For other foundation can no man lay than it is laid. Well, how preeminent. How suitable for seekers. How blessed to those that seek that they might find their portion, their lot, if you like, among the people of God. It's a foundation you need to look upon and seek that you may be able to approach it with an honest heart, with a living heart even, in the new birth. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid. Well, let me come to it, friends, experimentally. It's in very solemn setting. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ now, he said. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold. Well, friends, many do. Their little lot is what may be spoken of as those things belonging to a or dying world. And that's no good. Let me look at it a little further, very solemnly. A building upon this foundation, gold, silver. Well, perhaps we need to seek the Lord to help us to build on nothing less. Jesus' blood and righteousness. Build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones. Well, it doesn't mean, friends, that there aren't any precious stones at which we might notice other promises. Or this precious gift of faith, God-given, so wisely bestowed and put to our guilty account. Ah, this speaks of that God-given faith, friends, that God is the author of, and he will be the author and finisher of our faith. Now let me come a little closer. A wise master builder, he looks to it, friends, that nothing's overlooked. The Lord grant the blessing of God upon Zion. I have laid, he says, a foundation, and another buildeth thereon. And let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. And he speaks here a little further of wood, hay, and stubble. And friends, we need to be ready to burn up that which needs to be burned up. And left behind those things that may hinder us in our race. And to seek more earnestly the Lord's gracious help and blessing. But I want to hasten. It seems to stand upon my mind that the sweetness of this foundation that God has laid, friends, eternally laid in the person of his Son. The Father hath appointed this glorious one of God's right hand to be such a foundation. We even have his name. the sweetness of it, or for the foundation of these living stones. Ah, to call upon him and to seek earnestly for a token that the Lord is with us. Now it says here, this foundation, it is well laid, isn't it? Because it's tried by fire. Fires of temptations. Fires of tribulations. Fires of trouble sometimes. And very great matters that you have to bring to the Lord. Dear Job had a few things, didn't he? And the Lord was with him. Oh, and you read about it in Job, how the Lord tried the righteous and brought him through. I like to read in Job sometimes, especially when we might be low and needing the Lord. He said, "For he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Oh, what a God-given religion, profession. How the Lord brought him through. He had a foundation in Jesus Christ. Very sweetly so. Friends, his all was bound up in the Lamb. "I know," he said, "that my Redeemer liveth." And then I must come a little closer. It says, here every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. But there's a few things I must bring out here, friends. The foundation is not any the worse for what's built on it, is it? It's for a purpose. Things that God sends may be for a divine purpose. And try the grace that we tried to speak about. He works within. Then there's the fiery trials. As though, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, that some strange thing happened unto you. Or to walk in it, like those Hebrew worthies. But friends, the Lord didn't leave them, did he? He brought them through. Sweetly did the Lord remember his dear saints of old. And friends, he is the same. For the foundation standeth sure. And then there's another sense of it. Friends, it's what it's for, this foundation. It's for eternity. And the great matters of it, eternity, tremendous sound, to guilty souls, a dreadful wound, but oh, if Christ, heaven be mine, how sweet the accent, how divine. This foundation, friends, is laid in God's eternal view for salvation, for his people, to bring them safely through and land their souls with God. The hymn writer speaks about it. To hold them up and bring them through and to bless them with a God-given living faith. And that's what God does. He tries that faith, but still the foundation standeth sure. It's built on Jesus Christ, the sweet righteousness of the Lord. Is it precious to you? Say, "Oh, that's what I need." And friends, we need it to our hearts, this righteousness. Not just for our heads. It's this righteousness divine. And friends, God lays it so sweetly by his grace. Again, it's in our thoughts. He lays it in these hearts, friends, with an eternal view. It's his love. Yea, I have loved thee. An everlasting love. I have drawn thee, says. This foundation, friends, is for a purpose. It is to magnify the Saviour's name. Oh, and to set down these sinners upon the finished work of Jesus. They don't have to bring anything to it, for other foundation can no man lay. But it's leaning, isn't it, upon him, and seeking for that increase with Job and others. How needful is the Lord. I want to look at it in another way, friends. It may be with some, it's all they've got left as they come down to the end, and they leave a sweet testimony that they have been with Jesus, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid. And we've had to take a few funerals, and friends, it is a wonderful thing when there's a few sweet things left behind to God's eternal praise. And friends, that's what the world exists for. For the perfecting of this grace and for the blessing of the Lord upon souls until they're sweetly able to crown him Lord of all. For other foundation can no man lay. Now there's another part to it. Friends, it's easy enough to read it, but oh, to seek for grace to walk it out. Well, what's the ground of it? It's that divinity and that foundation of which Jesus Christ is the eternal rock, a foundation stone, chief stone. Friends, that one that God has set up and poor sinners are taught and brought to build their heavenly hopes upon. I've tried to speak this morning. Friends, it's this particular going to him for what the Lord may encourage them to seek for. It's that continual going on. I'll go again, says that living soul, for who can tell? I'll seek to come as the very worst of them all. And would, I think it's the hymn writer speaks about it, doesn't it? Would crown him Lord of all. And there are those sweet tokens that have been left, God's word, to those that, friends, they've entered upon that eternal happiness. For other foundation can no man lay. They don't want any other foundation. And they sweetly believe that he is able to do exceeding abundantly and to bring them right through. Well, it's this particular part that has been on my mind. It's the foundation. Friends, the foundation is out of sight, isn't it? Most necessary. The foundation for what is the purposes that are laid down. We may not see our grace. We may not see our signs at times. We may wonder if the Lord has ever begun. We may fear greatly. And friends, it wouldn't surprise me if there aren't those that are very tempted, that the Lord doesn't seem to hear their cries. Well, friends, perhaps you have to take another look at the foundation. For other foundation can no man lay than this is Jesus Christ. Oh, what a sweet name. Above every name. Isn't that the sweet teaching of the Lord? You can't do without him. and yet so vile and so wretched that in a moment you can look here or there. Well, friends, back you have to go and seek for more mercy at the foundation stone that God has laid. Friends, it's what he has accomplished on Calvary. It's that which he has settled by divine decree. And, friends, there, it's God that builds his church. And he brings these poor characters to build upon what the Lord has laid. Now that's living faith. And they say, Lord, do grant an increase. Make me what I need to be. My dear father-in-law, gone to be with Jesus, often used to pray that the Lord would give him all that was needed. Never got very high. And I'm absolutely sure the foundation was laid because there are these fruits, these things that attend such an exercise of faith, such a desire for the Lord. For other foundation can no man lay. Well, let me look at it from another point, friend. We're so carnal sometimes, we want something else, or something that might suit our poor hearts and may we turn aside. The world may beckon, did to me, but God began to work, friends, the foundation, Skanes Hill, many years ago. And I began to know something of the teaching of the Lord, the weight and burden of a need for my soul that I couldn't quantify, I couldn't explain about it. But, oh, it was this: give me Christ or else I die. A few things have to go then, don't they? And they might be here a little and there a little. But other foundation can no man lay, so there's a separating from all things else save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, that one foundation, sweet foundation that God has laid. Now again, I want to take up my thoughts of continued. Friends, it's that foundation that God has laid. A foundation is to build upon, isn't it? And so, in the desire of my heart, is to encourage you to seek unto him in the time when he may be found. And this foundation may be laid by God, young heart. We've got some in our many thoughts that God may bring them through and even be pleased to make them as living stones that God will use. They're for a foundation. The Lord grant there may be those that are raised up in the church of God. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. I know in whom I have believed, and persuaded he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Oh, the need is great, friends, of the Lord to graciously come and perhaps to chasten us. Things that God's sending upon our land. And what about the church of God? We need the Lord to teach us where we're wrong and build us up upon this one foundation, this Jesus Christ, when he's all in all, there's prosperity. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid. Now that's how I want to perhaps leave a few things early. My desire is to try to speak today by way of encouragement and direction to those that seek the Lord but fear His frown, and that wonder if they are right in calling upon Him. Friends, you call upon Him and see what answers you get. Those that say, Lord, grant me a token. Well, it's a true token you need with that dear one in the scriptures, isn't it? You need the Lord to make it plain and grant you a sweet token. You've done all these things that His word. I must leave a few things through weakness, really. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, the apostle says, and another buildeth thereon. But every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. I must leave it there. May God forgive all amiss. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Graham Hadley will preach on Friday evening, and next Lord's Day there'll be a reading service in the morning, and Mr. Ian Sadler will preach in the evening. Let us close with hymn 387. 387. How sweet to wait upon the Lord while He fulfills His gracious word, to seek His face and not in vain, to be beloved and love again. Hymn 387. Thank you.
Lord, to forgive all amiss. Grant that thy name may be magnified, and we may be able to know that we have done all these things at thy word. Now may the grace of Christ our Saviour and the Father's boundless love, with the Holy Spirit's favour, rest upon us from above. Amen.